Your descriptions of what it feels like for you when you're in your manic state are incredibly seductive and reminded me a little of how people describe the feeling of being high on cocaine.
Absolutely.
In that one feels on top of the world, euphoric, and absolutely confident that your behavior to the rest of the world is superior, that everybody is very much attracted to you.
Right, and if not superior, certainly attractive. I don't even know. Sometimes you feel superior. Sometimes it's just you're really caught up in your own world, and there's a certainty of perception. There's a certainty of belief, which is highly seductive. There's no question about it. That lasts for a while, and then it's a nightmare. You know, so I think that the early stages of mania can be extremely seductive. For some people, they're not. But for many people, they are. And they're very much like a drug experience. And I'm convinced that when the physiology is ultimately figured out, the biology, it's going to be, you know, it's shown to be biologically very much an addictive state, not just psychologically.
You know, it's reminiscent of autistics that are not in complete shutdown autism, but it's one of those partial autism or whatever the gradation it may be called, will have a similar thing that sound and smell and input is too intense for them, which is why they are compelled to shut down. It's a little note of music slightly off, a slight hint of dissonance can drive them completely over the edge. And yet when you're manic, you have that same sense of hyper-awareness, but it's attractive, it's pleasurable.
It's pleasure up to a point. Again, I think that, you know, sure, and when you think about what people seek out in illicit drugs, like LSD, it's the intensification of the senses. With cocaine, it's the intensification of the energy, of the confidence, of the euphoria. So these are experiences that many people pay money for and literally give their lives and reputations for in order to enhance or create. So up to a point, it's true. But then it's after a certain point, everything just frazzles and you just get jangled and you can't process anything anymore and your thoughts are going 100,000 miles a minute and just spinning around and around, and it's terrifying. You are literally losing your mind, and I don't know of anything, certainly in my own life experience.